It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
Good morning. I'm Mary Louise Kelly. In your health today, when it's so hot out that you could fry an egg, why don't people fry too? That story in a moment. But first, a home remedy for a very common injury, tennis elbow. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports on a new treatment with a twist that is helping some people heal.
Last week, when I met a man named Larry Holtzman, who offered to be interviewed for this story, I almost turned him down, canceled the interview. My reasoning was simple. This is a story about tennis elbow, and tennis really is not Larry's game. He's into mountain biking, skiing, playing his guitar, and he wasn't sure how these activities led to a bum elbow. He recalls the pain came on slowly.
It wasn't a singular moment, like a traumatic thing, like crashing over the handlebars on a mountain bike, that I would remember expressly.
What I learned from Larry and his physical therapist is that lots and lots of people who develop so-called tennis elbow haven't played the game in years, and some have never even picked up a racket.
If you're having pain on the outside of your elbow when you grip a coffee mug or if you pick something up with your hand, that is almost always tennis elbow.
Physical therapist Barton Bishop says the name could have been changed long ago. Pain from repetitive overuse of the tendons and muscle that run from the wrist to the elbow can come from all sorts of activities. It usually happens when people grip things too hard or too long. So Bishop says, in addition to tennis players, he sees this injury in people who garden a lot. They're gripping shovels and trowels, and in painters and golfers who grip their brushes and clubs. In Larry's case, it was from squeezing the handlebars on his bike to lifting weights and playing in a band.
Gripping guitars and bass drums and constantly picking and drumming. People don't think about that often, but that can really affect people's elbows.
Diagnosing tennis elbow is incredibly simple. The test takes just a few seconds.
What you do is, Larry, I want you to take your arm straight out, and I want you to hold your fingers like this.
While Larry holds his arm straight out in front of him, his palm facing down, Bishop pushes down on his middle finger and tells him to resist.
I just want you to not let me push down this finger, okay? And does that cause any pain in the elbow?
Larry stiffens his jaw just a little, but says the pain is much better than it was when he started therapy.
When I first came in, it was painful to do that diagnostic thing or to touch it.
But Larry's been a good patient. Every day, at home or at the gym, he takes a few minutes to do a strengthening routine. To demonstrate, he picks up a bright blue rubber bar that's about 2 inches in diameter and about a foot long. It's called a flex bar.
Larry, what I want you to do is take your right hand, and I want you to twist that bar with your right hand. There you go. Okay.
If this is hard to envision, you can watch a video demonstration on NPR.org later. But the interesting thing to note here is that Larry has swapped out traditional hand weights for the flex bar. And Bishop explains there's a reason. Weights may overwork the muscle and lead to more pain, whereas the flex bar makes it easy to lengthen the muscle at the same time it's contracting, working.
I mean, it actually feels good. It doesn't feel like an exercise that hurts. It feels like a really good stretch.
That's perfect, because he's actually getting his muscle to work, but he's not recreating his symptoms in the elbow. That's a perfect exercise.
Bishop did not come up with this approach on his own. Researchers at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York published a study that found adding the flex bar stretch to treatment was more effective than standard physical therapy in relieving symptoms. But not everybody's sold on the flex bar. Physical therapist Jason Grandio, who has yet to try it, says he's not convinced.
There's a variety of methods that you can use to achieve the strengthening technique that you're trying to apply.
But Grandio says he gets it. The flex bar appeals to people because it's easy to use and you can do it at home. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.